Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton and welcome to Big Squid. This is our final Chitter Chatter episode for 2022, and what better way to finish than to bring in the Chase Australia's Bryden the Shark Coverdale with the story about the day that time skipped. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. It's time for some more Chitter Chatter with one of my favourite guests. It's Bryden Coverdale, who is the shark on the Australian Chase. He's also an author. His book, The Quizmasters, is out in bookstores at the moment. Recently, we talked about game shows and famous people who appeared on game shows before they were actually famous. What do you have for us today, Bryden?
G'day, Justin. Yeah, today I've got something a little bit different. This is a story about time, which probably sounds incredibly boring. The 30th of December 2011 happened in every country around the world except for one. It didn't happen in Samoa. They didn't have a 30th of December 2011 because at midnight on the 29th of December, they skipped forward immediately to the 31st, completely skipping over the 30th. The reason being that Samoa is a country right in the middle of the Pacific. The completely made up arbitrary international dateline is right near them, and they wanted to be on the other side of it. So they just decided, you know what? We're skipping a day. We're going to be at the front of the dateline instead of right at the back. So basically the situation was that they were, the last country in the world, there were so many hours behind Greenwich Mean Time, and because of where they were geographically located, it led to this sort of strange situation where they were really near New Zealand.
Right.
However, they were 23 hours behind New Zealand. Because they're on the wrong side of the dateline, and because New Zealand and Australia were sort of such, important trading partners for them, it led to this situation where Samoa would wake up on Friday morning and Australia and New Zealand would already be on their weekend.
Right.
So they said, no, we're not having this anymore. We're gonna change the dateline effectively. and so they made this change. They skipped the 30th of December, and now they're like 1 hour ahead of New Zealand, but they're on the same day. So it's
I don't know why that is so mind-blowing, but it actually is, and you're right, because the key word to everything there is arbitrary. Everything is so arbitrary when you really dig into it.
Exactly. And if you were to look at the international dateline on a map, it's not a straight line. It goes in and out and zigzags all over the place based on whether certain island groups in the Pacific, which side of it they want to be on. So it's effectively, there's nothing stopping a country from, choosing their own time zone, really. That's what we do with daylight saving as well, of course.
Right. Right. You know, like reading about it, it's fascinating because it was only just over a decade before we were all freaking out about Y2K and the computers going to, you know, all zeros and every, you know, planes falling out of the sky and, you know, cash registers were going to explode and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Like, how do you move? Like, how do you move a day? Does everyone have to sit there and, like, how do you do that with computers? Like, it seems like a big process, right?
I imagine it was a pretty big deal. It was a, you know, a full-on government sort of you know, decision. I don't know if you were a Samoan person who had a birthday on the 30th of December. You might feel a bit ripped off, but but yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. It does just remind you, though, that time is arbitrary. You know, China sort of famously has only one time zone. Everyone has to work on Beijing time, regardless of whether they're, you know, way inland. You know, Australia, when we have daylight saving, because some states do it and some states don't, it leads to this ridiculous situation where, you know, Adelaide is actually now half an hour ahead of Brisbane.
Right.
You know, and if you look at a map, you'd go, hang on, what? Sorry, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
A lot of time stuff makes no sense, really.
Oh man, you really appreciate how bonkers daylight saving is in Australia when you work on Triple J breakfast over summer.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. It's 6 o'clock in three states, half past in another, but half past something else in another, 3 hours in another. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
And you're getting people calling in talking about what's happening now to them, and that's either your immediate past, your hour-long past, or your present, mate.
And meanwhile, there's this other tiny little section near the WA South Australia border where they just work on their own time zone that's not official, but it's like a three-quarters of an hour time zone because they're like so far, you know, remote between WA time and South Australia time. They've just, there's only like 200 people there, but they've gone, no, we're doing our own thing. So it's just, you know.
Well,
it's just all over the place.
Yeah. Well, time was feeling elastic post-lockdown, and this just reinforces that, yes, when you really think about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Thank you so much, Bryden. Where can people find you on the socials?
They can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at Bryden Coverdale. The Quizmasters is still out there in bookshops or available online. There's an ebook that you can get from, you know, the US, UK, other places around the world. So if you are as interested as I am in useless random trivia and the stories behind it, then it might be the book for you.
Oh, absolutely. And your Twitter game is strong. So if people want interesting stuff on Twitter as well, they should definitely follow you there. So thank you very much, Bryden. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks to Bryden, not just for today, but for all the trivia he's brought to the podcast. The Chitter Chatter segment has been a big hit with you. It seems a lot of you enjoy waking up and finding a brand new episode there waiting for you, and you've enjoyed the spirit in which they're recorded. So we will be back with more when Big Squid returns for Season 7 in 2023. In the meantime, check out Bryden's book, The Quizmasters, which talks about the history of quiz shows in Australia, Bryden's history, and interviews with other masters of the quiz world. And there's also some trivia questions for you to guess. So it's a great read, and it makes a perfect Christmas gift for anyone who is interested in quizzes, from kids to grandparents. It's an all-purpose book, so check that out. A couple of quick notes before I go to my friends in Adelaide. I'm returning to The Fringe for the first time in 3 years to perform my brand new stand-up show, Little Victories. My Big Squid listeners can get a discount on tickets by applying the code PODCAST. 5 shows only. I'm only in town for a short amount of time, and essentially I'm just coming back because I love Adelaide. I miss Adelaide. I want an excuse to be in Adelaide. So it's just a little run, and it'll be at the Rhino Room, just in one of the smaller rooms to hang out in. So it's going to be a pretty intimate show, and I'd love to see you there. So please come along if you have the time. We're at the tail end of 2022 with the final podcast coming out tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. It's been a big year. If you'd like access to bonus podcasts, scripts, and even bigger discounts to live events, why don't you head over to patreon.com/ Justin Hamilton _ Big Squid, and you can sign up to a tier that suits you. That is patreon.com/ Justin Hamilton _ Big Squid, and sign up to a tier that suits you. By the way, if you're looking to find fringe details, you can go to comedy.com.au. That's probably the easiest site to find, and just click on My Tile and that'll help you out. While I think about it, all the Patreon supporters for the year, thank you for being a part of the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed the latest podcast I uploaded, which is, I used to have a podcast called Can You Take This Photo, Please? It's a story for another time, but a lot of those podcasts went missing, and it was a time when I was a little bit not well, basically, so I found a whole lot of them, and so I'm going to be uploading some of them. And the one that went up recently was Ben Elwood and I, 9 years ago. And it's fascinating to hear how things have changed, and it's probably even more fascinating to hear how a lot hasn't. So you can check that out there. Any money that goes into the Patreon gets funneled straight back into this podcast. It doesn't go anywhere else. So for those of you who are supporting, thank you. You help produce this podcast. So it is very much appreciated. So my final podcast for the year and for this season, actually, it drops tomorrow, and it's a big festive celebration as I welcome back romance author Sarah Bennett. Not only do we discuss what goes into making a Christmas romance novel, but together we also create a plot from scratch for our very own story. Yeah, pretty cool, right? This is such a fun podcast, and it's a great way to see out the year. Thank you for joining me today. Until then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.